Did you know there are an estimated 4,465,300 LGBTQ plus adults living in red states? That is nearly one third of all LGBTQ adults in the US.
That is huge. Okay, but are there affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities in these 25 politically conservative states?
There are, in general, more affordable cities in red states than there are in blue states. So here are the top five that are LGBTQ friendly.
All right, coming in at number five is Morgantown, West Virginia, which is in the northern tip of West Virginia, really, really close on the border to Pennsylvania. It gets this number five position because basically the cost of living is 90.3% of the national average, which is tied for the number four position, which is a little bit of prelude for you.
Coming in at number four is Columbia, Missouri. And as John mentioned, it is tied with cost of living, with Morgantown coming in at 90.3%. Home values, though, here are a little at the other end. Home values come in at $262,000, which is the most expensive on our list. And I think that's in part because Columbia, Missouri is a college town. So college towns oftentimes you attract a little bit more income, and also with that, a little bit more cost of living when it comes to home prices.
College kids. You're listening to Queer Money, or watching Queer Money, episode number 501. We're continuing, obviously, our Queer Cities series, where we're covering the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities throughout the entire country and covering it in different buckets and whatnot, which is how we're talking about red states today. We're sharing the top five most affordable LGBTQ plus red states today, but last week we covered the purple states, and the week prior to that, the very, 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 very popular episode 497, where we covered the blue states. Check out the purple states, episode 499. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, NA, member FDIC.
So, how did we gather this data? Well, first of all of the cities that are listed on this list scored a 100 out of 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. That is our touchstone as to whether or not a city is LGBTQ friendly because of their inclusion of ordinances and benefits for folks in our community, including transgender individuals. All of the cities that are on this list are cities in red states. That's why this is called the Red States episode. And what defines a red state? Well, we got that information from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia says that a red state is a state that voted Republican in either all four or all three of the last four presidential elections. Then we take that data and we overlay that on top of our economic data that we gather, rent and housing information from Zillow, cost of living from bestplaces.net, and median and average incomes comes from the US Census.
And before you get all hot potato on us by even suggesting that there are LGBTQ plus people who live in these red cities and red states, definitely check out the recent NBC article where they talked about how transgender folks are finding much more of a sense of community in blue cities in red states than they did in blue cities in blue states. Very eye-opening for us, and I think for a lot of our listeners and readers as well. So coming in at number three, continuing our series here, is Huntington, West Virginia. This is the second showing for West Virginia. So something's going on there, West Virginia.
It's a cheap place to live.
On TikTok, they are very, very protective of their ranking on our list. So thank you very much, TikTok West Virginianers. So why did it score the third position? Rents average $870 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, which is the lowest on this list of five. Home values average $114,000 per property, also the lowest in this list of five. Cost of living comes in at 79% of the national average. Again, the lowest on this list of five. Median incomes come in at $37,000 a year, and average income comes in at $54,000 a year. Unfortunately, both of those also come in at the lowest on this list of five. That kind of seems to go together, the cost of living and wages. However, Huntington did score the 37th position out of 177 when we covered the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities for single people. So if you're looking to meet somebody and save some money, check out Huntington.
All right, coming in at number two is Covington, Kentucky. If you're not familiar with Covington, Kentucky, it is a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio. It's right on the other side of the river from Cincinnati. It is the southern portion of that city, and it is in the state of Kentucky. Rents come in at $1,475 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Now, that's the highest on the list here, and that's, I think, in part because it is part of a major city like Cincinnati. But with that comes higher median and average incomes, $57,000 for median, $75,000 for average. Both of those were the highest on this list of top five.
Worth noting, 185 blue cities are in red states. Pretty surprising. Red states, however, have a total of 28 cities with 100 on Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. So that's pretty cool. And a number hopefully will continue to climb as time goes on.
Exactly. We wanted to share three honorable mentions in this particular episode because we are only giving you five cities. Lexington, Kentucky is one that we wanted to share. It came in at number nine on our list when we looked at all of these cities. And of course, we wanted to share that in part because of what John said about that article from NBC News about how transgender folks are finding community in cities like Lexington, and they specifically called out Lexington in the article. Coming in at number 11 on our list is San Antonio, Texas. In part, we wanted to share that because there is such a large Latino-Latina population, LGBT population in that city. And then Bloomington, Indiana came in at number 13. It's a city where there is lower cost of living and above average incomes, which gives individuals an opportunity to maybe make a gap between what they're spending and what they're earning so they can save some money. So remember to smash that like and share button and let other queer folks know about this list. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ+ community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
All right, coming in at the top spot is St. Louis, Missouri. I did not see that coming.
No, I didn't either.
Rents average $1,208 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. Home values average $160,000 per property. Cost of living is 87.7% of the national average. Median income is $51,000 per year, and average income is $63,000 per year. So it didn't score like the best in any of these, like it's like the lowest or the highest, where you kind of want them to be the lowest or the highest. But it did sort of get the twos and threes for rents, home values, and cost of living and median income. So it's kind of like, what'd you say, grading on the curve?
It's
benefiting St. Louis, Missouri when we talk about red states.
Exactly.
Right.
So what are your thoughts? Share them in the comments on YouTube, TikTok, or Spotify. And if you want to see all 185 of the cities that we looked at on this particular analysis, you can go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. And we'll be right back after a few messages.
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love, too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. Join us next Tuesday when we share an incredible story of escaping an oppressive cult and its impact on the guest's money story. I'll be honest with you, this one almost made me cry. Then join us next Thursday when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ+ friendly cities in small towns of 50,000 people or less.
If you'd like to see the data from this entire growing series, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you happen to be listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.